Dutch Harbor used to be three troopers, a sergeant.
Damian Lopez Plancarte is currently one half of the Wildlife Trooper post in Unalaska, a post that used to encompass a lot more than two men.
Like five boat people and two administrative people here. And that was back during the crab derby days.
In the dangerous heyday of Bering Sea crab fishing, the state wanted a sizable trooper presence to police the fishery. That's why the agency stationed its largest patrol vessel on the island, along with a big crew. But things changed after 2005. The crab quota was divvied up amongst the fleet, fishing became slower and safer, and eventually, troopers' responsibilities shifted.
My day-to-day was pretty, I wouldn't say mundane, but go out, board boats, make sure that all the paperwork's in order.
Lopez Plancarte has been Unalaska's public safety technician for about 2 years, working as an assistant to the Commission Wildlife Trooper. He says those are the only local positions that survived when the patrol vessel Stimson was moved to Kodiak in 2015 to save money.
And now that I'm leaving, they're not going to hire on a new PST, so it's going to just stay a one trooper post.
Lopez Plancarte is resigning to enlist in the Army, just as ongoing budget constraints are forcing the state to cut his job. That's according to Colonel Steve Hall, director of the Alaska Wildlife Troopers.
Our preference would be to have more troopers out there.
For years, the troopers funded the PST position with support from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. The local NOAA office was short-staffed, so Hall says it contracted the troopers to help enforce commercial fishing regulations. Now that NOAA has brought on two officers of its own, that deal is ending.
They'll take back the responsibilities, the tasks that our public safety technician did for them. That's their choice.
Having more local NOAA officers will help everyone, Hall says, but Unalaska's remaining trooper will still carry a broad caseload of commercial fishing enforcement, sport fishing enforcement, and administrative work. He says it's not ideal, but it's not unusual either. Over the last 5 years, communities across Alaska have lost their PSTs due to shuffled funding, from Sitka and Hoonah to Petersburg and Prince of Wales. Despite this recent cut, however, Hall says there's no sign that the island will lose its last trooper.
Unalaska is such a large fishing port that I cannot envision not having presence out there. It's just too busy of a place to not have staff.
Unalaska's trooper and PST are currently in Bristol Bay for a month, helping out during the busy commercial salmon season. After that, the island will officially become a one-trooper post. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.